This is Brenda Best. I got a little song for you. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Joji Fasentino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time for the Joji Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasentino, and now here's the host of your show, Joji Pasentino.
Hey, 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 everyone. It's Joji Pasentino. Welcome to another great show of the Joji Show. It is going to be a great, great night. I'm super glad everyone is joining us. We have a very, very exciting show. So whether you guys are listening live from our website on that little TV Ustream thingy-mabobber, that is pretty, pretty neat, or checking us out later on Archives, iTunes, or Zune, super glad you are here with us. Let's just make sure that everyone can hear me all right. Please let me know in the chat room if I am loud and clear. So here is what we will do in the next hour or so. My guests tonight are Shay Fisher and Levi Moore. Also, remember my show Josie's Hard Country on the Southern Star Network, which airs on Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern at www.thesouthernstar.org. So all you have to do is just click on the Josie's Hard Country tab at the top and enjoy. My guest tomorrow is the wonderful singer-songwriter Rick Reese from Rick Reese and the Neon Highway, who was a past guest on the Joji Show, and he was amazing, so I got to talk to him again, which is incredible. So yeah, so now I'll be partying with you guys on Friday night and Saturday night. Yeah! So I want to give everyone a quick warning here. I'm actually pretty sick today, so if I sound if I sound weird or if I'm coughing or anything goofy, the show must go on, so just a little warning. So, yes, and it looks like our guest here has arrived. Everyone, please, please welcome the wonderful singer-songwriter Shay Fisher to the show.
Woo! Hi, how you doing?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm in Australia right now, to be honest.
That is amazing, amazing. I hope you're having a great time. I'm super excited that I get to talk with you again. Last time we had some connection problems, but I'm super glad you're back.
We had some issues last time. We got cut off there halfway through the interview, so hopefully this time it's not going to happen again.
Yes, fingers are crossed. I hope not. I hope not. So I'm just super excited. I've been looking forward to getting the chance to talk with you again. Super excited. Can't wait.
Yes, I actually only just flew back into Australia a few days ago. So I'm actually back here for some shows over the summer and then to spend Christmas with the family. And I'm not a very big fan of winter, so I'm actually spending the cold winter in Australia where it's summer.
Nice. It is summer in Australia. That's just brilliant.
Yes, that is. It is very beautiful here in Australia right now. It's about probably 80 degrees maybe right now.
Oh, wow. Wish I was there. It's like I'm in Chicago, Illinois, and the Windy City, and it is freezing by us. Not cool.
Goodness. No, I'll stay here in Australia and eat mangoes and keep nice and warm.
Good plan. So let's get started. So tell us, what age did you start singing?
Well, you know, I didn't grow up in a rodeo family, Dad being an Australian champion bull rider and also Mum being a barrel racing champion. So it wasn't something I grew up doing, and I really didn't even know I could sing until I was about 12 when I was singing at a rodeo once, and I used to sing the national anthem, and then I ended up, there was a performer there, a guy who was actually quite famous, but I didn't know he was famous at the time, and I went up to him and asked if I could sing before him at one of his shows, and he said yes, and I ended up, you know, singing to karaoke on stage, and then he ended up taking me on his Australian tour, and that's just kind of how it began. It was really an odd story. If I hadn't never spoken to that guy, I wouldn't be here today, because from there I started writing songs and got a band together, and then I got on the road, and my record label I'm now signed to saw me sing, which is ABC Universal, and they signed me to a record label when I was 16, so it all happened quite fast for me, going from a rodeo girl that had no idea she wanted to be a singer to then having a record deal, and 8 months later, my first song going to number one. So it was a bit of a roller coaster ride. I wasn't quite sure how to handle it at the start, but it was amazing and very thankful for it all.
Wow, that is amazing. See, you never know, like, when you're performing, who's listening and checking out what you're doing. It's amazing.
Oh, goodness. It's funny. That's how a lot of the people get found, whether it's via the internet DJs or... it could be a sense of busting on the street, to be honest. I mean, it's not something that happens every day, but you just never know who's walking past and who's going to see you. So, I feel like it's really important for young people wanting to be singers to make sure, you look good when you're performing and you're just best, even if you're singing to two people, because, one of those two people could be the head of a label or somebody that's very influential, and you just never know.
Right. You never know who's going to be listening to you. And as you mentioned, you're also a champion barrel racer. And the first time I checked this out, I've seen pictures of you on Facebook, and that is pretty an amazing talent.
Yeah, I barrel raced from the day I was born. I didn't even, I knew no different. I grew up in a rodeo family, so it was something that I had always done, and I had no fear of horses and still don't, so I've been very lucky with that, and I was able to win an Australian title when I was 9, which was really cool, being able to travel the road with my family and compete in rodeos, as well as, I still do that now when I'm home in Australia. When I have the opportunity, I'll go and perform and sing places and rodeo at the same time.
Wow, that is just so incredible. I think that's super, super cool. And there's actually, I want to get to this before I lose it. There is a fan question. Reba Fan for Forever in the chat room asks, Shay, I hear that you're a Reba fan. What is your favorite Reba song, and have you ever met Reba?
I have met Reba. I've actually spent some time chatting to her. She's amazing, because she was actually married to a rodeo stock contractor, which, for those that know, they're the guys that bring all the bulls and the horses to the rodeo for the competitors to ride. So we had a lot in common, and she's wonderful. My favorite song, I know that it's probably not the best story behind it, but I loved the song Fancy, just because she was able play a different character, and I just thought that was an incredible song, and the way that she captured that emotion, I think that was the song that really set her apart in the industry and made her stand out.
Love it. Do you ever, are you ever able to, do a cover when you're performing to maybe, a Reba song or something?
Yeah, I haven't been game enough to do some fancy yet. it's a lot to have to follow in Reba's footsteps. You want to be a good singer and a good performer to cover a song like that. She sung that song with Brooks and Dunn, Cowgirls Don't Cry, and different songs like that. They would be songs that I could cover than I have before, but I've never yet given Fancy a try.
Wow, you should try it. You should try it. You're amazing. You are.
Well, I will try it one day just for you and see how it comes across.
perfect. love it. And also, so who are you, other than Reba, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really look up to?
Probably Shania Twain and Garth Brooks. Shania Twain was the first album I ever bought when I was 10 years old, and I just loved it because she was able to be classy but still very attractive, and she was just an amazing performer. She reminded me a lot of a pop act that was country, the way she performed and her stage presence. And she really, her hearing, I've read her story and the way she was brought up, being able to hear that and see that she wasn't just handed it on the silver platter. She actually had a tough upbringing, makes it even more special, I think, that those kind of stories, real Cinderella stories, are nice to hear.
Right, I agree. And so also, can you tell us about some of the music you have out right now? We're about to actually play some of your songs, so I'm super excited.
You are. Yes, you're going to play Don't Chase Me, which is my cheerleading song. I guess I didn't get to be a cheerleader enough at school, so I'm going to attempt to do it on my CD. And then What You Did to Me, I think, no, Make You Want To and Just Excuse. The song Just Excuse is my first song I ever had out, and that was my first song that went to number one when I was 17. So that song's quite, quite a special song to me. In the music video, I had my brother in it, which was fun. So musically, I'm in a studio right now working on some music to release in the US. I have a single out in Australia right now. And then I'm doing some shows back in Australia, but next year will be the year that keeps me a lot busier in the US and there'll be new music. I feel like my new album is probably going to be like a younger Reba, almost like late 1990 Terry Clark, Joni Messina, maybe just a little more, I don't want to say feminine because those girls are both very feminine, but maybe not quite as hard as those two girls were.
Oh, wow. I'm super excited because, you know, we're fans here, so you have to let us know when the new music and all that fun stuff comes out. I would love, love to jam out to it.
I will. I'll make sure I give you guys a sample first off. As soon as it's mastered and mixed and I'm allowed, I get the okay to share it, I'll send something your way.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. And so we're going to actually...
Tell me what they think of it.
Oh, yeah, you know I will. I'll tell you. I know I love it. So let's play one of your songs right now for everyone. Let's play Make You Want To. Let's play that right now, and we'll be right back.
Perfect.
Awesome. Here it is.
Thank you. It's one of those songs that when I sing it live, the girls really love it, and they're great to sing it, so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I definitely could tell that this is probably a crowd pleaser.
Yes, they find it, and I think the guys find it quite amusing as well.
Oh, yeah. I love it. And so where can our listeners go to purchase all of your music?
You can go on iTunes. I have my my Don't Chase Me songs on iTunes in the U.S., and then I have my websites and so forth. Next year is when I'll have all the songs out on the Internet in the U.S., but you can type into Google Shay Fisher albums, and all the different places you can buy them come up. But I've had two out in Australia now, so there's two different ones people can purchase if they'd like.
Perfect. So online, pretty much, all you have to do is search Shay Fisher, and you should pop up. So it's amazing.
Yeah, they'll find me.
Yeah, they will definitely find you. And we'll also post links and everything for easy access for the fans. So it's all good. And so how would you describe your music in three words, if you can?
Three words, energetic, fun, and real.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Hit it right on the nose. Perfect. Perfect.
Thank you.
And so now you write all of your songs, right?
Most of my songs, yes, I do write. There was a couple that I didn't write, but... for me to record a song that I didn't write, it really has to hit home with me and me feel like it really relates to who I am, and I've got to be able to know that it will relate to the listeners and the viewers, because I think that that's really important. As an artist, the only way you can get fans is by music relating to them.
I agree. That's like the best. Those are the best songs, I think, for me, is those songs that are like relatable, and, you know, it's a great feeling. You know what I mean? I like it. My favorite.
Yeah, and that's why Taylor Swift is so successful now, because her songs are very real, and you know, if you want to be an artist, there's not much of your personal life that isn't shown to the public, whether it's through songs or media or what it is, but you have to be very aware of that. You know, if you want to be a good songwriter and a good artist, you have to be able to share your experiences with other people to be able to help them. You know, I know when I'm down in slumps and I hear a song on the radio, it's going to change my emotions, whether it makes me sadder or happy. I feel like as artists, we have control of people's emotions, which is a pretty cool thing. That comes with a lot of responsibility still.
Yeah. Isn't it such a great feeling when someone comes up to you and is like, your song just made me feel so great. I've been going through the same thing. And they say that it really touches them. It's probably such a great feeling for you.
Yeah. I mean, I had a song once that I had out in Australia called Suitcase, and it was one of my biggest songs, and it was about being able to forget about the past and move on, and it was crazy the amount of teenage girls, and there was even some situations where some teenage girls said they were just sick of life and over it and didn't want to be, you know, here anymore, and heard the song, and it made them realize there was more to life, which is, you know, that's a pretty big deal, and,
right.
You know, that's pretty cool to... And even, like, having young kids, you know, 10-year-old kids knowing your songs and knowing that they're either going to listen to you or listen to stuff that's not very appropriate. So being able to be a good example is a big thing for me as well.
Absolutely. You are such a great role model for, you know, kids and all ages. And that's what I think the most important thing is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely important, you know. That's... Anyone in the eye of the media or the public has to be very careful about what they sing or write about and but yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, heck, I wouldn't change my job for the world.
Exactly. And what's your songwriting process like? Because, I mean, I've been getting into some songwriting myself, and it's just so cool that you could just hear someone just, you know, talk, and then you could just be like, hey, that's a song. Or you could hear something on the TV and just have ideas pop in your head. I think it's really cool.
Yeah. I mean, you write a lot of songs about personal issues, or if I've written songs about issues I've heard on the news or things my friends have said, or, you know, when you're a songwriter, you listen a lot of the time to people's conversations and you take lines from it. I mean, I've stolen lines that people have said in conversation and then not even known, but, you know, I think that we all have different processes. That's kind of how I work, and I like to co-write, to collaborate my songs with other songwriters. That way I get, you know, someone else's input in what we're saying and melodically and stuff. So it's a lot of fun. I mean, songwriting is a great thing. You sit down in Nashville at 10 o'clock in the day and then you finish at 3 o'clock and you've got a hit song, you hope.
Absolutely. Working with someone else sounds fun because two brains is better than one, and plus you could just have fun with it. So that sounds like a lot of fun.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. And so do you have any upcoming performances planned where your fans can see you?
I mean, a lot in Australia. If people go on my website and Facebook, even Twitter, that I always keep an update about coming shows, and the schedule's still getting confirmed for next year, but if they just want to check online, I'll definitely keep it up to date and let everyone know when stuff's happening.
Sweet. I like that. And once again, we'll post links and all that fun stuff after the show. But let's play another one of your songs that we have, Just the Excuse. Let's play right now. Woo!
Perfect.
Memory so far?
My favorite. Wow. geez, that's a hard one. There's a lot of favorite things.
Yeah.
Probably the first time I saw my song on TV in the U.S. on CMT. That was a pretty cool memory.
Oh, yeah. Wow, I would say. Isn't it a crazy
yeah.
feeling when you hear yourself on TV?
Yeah, well, seeing my music video, I was like, man, I used to dream about a little girl. That was pretty cool.
Very, very cool. I would be calling all of my friends and family and be like, I'm on TV, hurry, turn it on. I would so be doing that. And here's another fun question. What are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music?
Well, my horses. I love riding the horses. I love to exercise and work out. I'm a bit of an exercise freak. And I love going to the beach with friends.
Oh, yeah, always so much fun. And here, there's some questions in the chat room that I would like to get to. Oh, here we go. What is the craziest thing someone has asked you to sign? Craziest thing that someone
you
asked
you to
sign.
You don't want to know that. I probably can't make that on radio. I've been asked to sign some crazy things. Probably not appropriate for radio.
Right, but you have had some crazy things that people have wanted you to sign, bottom line.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, to do one that PG, like a baby's forehead. I mean, there's some weird people out there.
That is crazy. Well, that's a dedicated fan right there. Very funny.
Yeah, poor
very
baby.
Cute. I know. That's so cute. That's funny. And then here's another question. If you could perform anywhere, where would that be?
Anywhere. I'd like to perform at Madison Square Garden one day.
Nice, nice. And then another question. If you could open for anyone, who would you choose? Good question.
If Shania did a comeback, probably Shania.
Oh, that would be really, really cool. We have to start a petition for that one.
Cool gospel.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Love it. I love it. And then I am going to ask one more question because we're running out of time, but I really want to get to it. Let's see. This is a chat room question. Where is the weirdest place a person has stopped you for an autograph? Interesting question.
In the bathroom, a lady asked me for my autograph as we were going into the cubicle, which is quite awkward.
Yeah, that sounds awkward. Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of one of those moments. So I was like, really? But okay.
Oh, really? But okay. See, don't turn down a fan. I like that. You sign anything.
No. Even in the bathroom.
Even in the bathroom. See, you are just amazing. And, Shay, I just got to say, thank you so, so much for coming on again. We had no connection
problems.
It's perfect. I had so much fun. Thank you so, so much. And keep in touch.
We will. Thanks again. I really appreciate the chat. You guys have a great Christmas.
My pleasure, and you too. You and your family.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye. Awesome. Another wonderful interview with the amazing Shay Fisher. Perfect, perfect. She's in Australia. Super lucky. I'd love to be in Australia. And it's warm in Australia, as she mentioned, so I would double want to be there. So, as we wait for our next guest to arrive, because we wanted to leave time because we have a lot to talk about because we have a really fun contest that we are doing, and I am super stoked about it. Let me put my producer on the line here because she's going to talk to me a little bit. Hey.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Okay, so let me just mention, how cool is this contest?
This contest is the coolest.
It is the coolest. So I'll tell them, and then we could talk a little bit. Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome. Okay, so I am very, very excited about this. This is probably beyond the coolest. So have you ever wanted to be a guest on The Josie Show? I hope you have.
I sure hope so.
Have you ever wanted to try your hand at songwriting? So have you ever dreamed of what it would be like to record your very own song? I know these are thoughts that happen in your head every day.
That would be awesome.
It would be awesome, right?
That'd be awesome. Are you going to give us a plan for that?
Yes, actually. We got some great things happening here. So
if I'm a songwriter, I need to listen up.
Yes. If you're a songwriter, everyone out there, if you're a songwriter, you need to do this because this is probably the coolest thing ever. So here's your opportunity. Conscious music. You see how I did that little segue? Wasn't that perfect?
So perfect.
Told ya. Mm-hmm. So Conscious Music Music Entertainment has announced, in collaboration with The Josie Show, holla. Okay, that's funny.
Okay, that was uncalled for.
I know. Pardon me. The first annual CME Lyric Song Contest.
Woo, say that again.
The first annual CME Lyric Song Contest. Brilliant,
all right.
Amazingness,
all
sauce.
Right.
So all you have to do is write your own lyric or full song with music and send it to josie@josieshow.com, J-O-S-I-E at josieshow.com. And also go like Conscious Music Entertainment on Facebook, Mutes Art World Foundation, The Josie Show, like all those pages. And we're also going to post it in the forums for easy access. And the winner will get to meet me and be on The Josie Show and record their very own song with moi. I'm super excited. That's going to be so much fun.
All right, wait a minute. Let me just clarify. No.
Let's just clarify.
I'm excited. I think I'm going to write a song. Okay.
See what I mean?
No. Mm-hmm. Not anything anybody will want to listen to, but I'm sure I'll give it my best shot. All right. So basically what's going to happen is Conscious Music Entertainment.
Break it down for us.
And The Josie Show are collaborating for the very first annual Conscious Music Entertainment Lyric Song Contest.
Got that right.
Okay, so all everybody has to do is write your own song, lyric, or a full song with music if you so desire. Send it to us here at The Josie Show by sending it to our email at josie@josieshow.com.
I thought you were going to forget my email. You paused. I'm like, wait a minute now. Okay, sorry. Yeah.
No. You know that cough you got? Yeah, it's catching me too.
I apologize.
I've been too close to you this week. That's what it is.
Right?
So, sharing your germs. Thank you.
You know, only the best for you.
That's okay, Josie. Germs are fine.
All right. Oh, yeah.
So, all you have to do is send in your song or your lyrics or music, whatever you have. Go ahead and send it in to josie@josieshow.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to ask that you go in and support the three pages that do a lot of work with this music. So we're going to ask that you go into Facebook and you like the Facebook page for Conscious Music Entertainment. And then you like the Facebook page for Muse Art World Foundation, M-U-Z-A-R-T, World Foundation. And then you go in, of course, and like the Facebook page for The Josie Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, see, we're not asking for much, right?
See, and the winner of this contest, as I mentioned, will get to meet me. Yep, we are going to be able to meet face to face, which is going to be just incredible all in itself. And you'll be on The Josie Show, and you'll be able to record your very own song with moi. And I'm super excited about that. That's
all right, so basically, you guys get to meet in a recording studio, right? You get to record a song with whoever the winner is, right? Because
yep,
you're
I
an
do.
Up-and-coming recording artist here as well.
I do.
You guys get to record a song together. They get to come on The Josie Show. Hopefully we get to play the winning song on The Josie Show as well, which I'm sure.
Do it time.
But there's more. I mean, the judges. I mean, there's more. It happened to hear about the judges.
There are.
The rest of this, yeah.
Yes, winners will be announced by the celebrity judges. And we'll be a guest right here on The Josie Show, as we mentioned. So, yes, celebrity judges. And we will give you all of the details about...
Those are to be announced, right?
That. Yes. So do not delay. Submit your songs as soon as possible before the deadline for judging. And we will give you all of the information in our forums, Facebook, Twitter pages, so forth. Every single page we own, you will know about this contest.
Yeah, so let's just go back through that. So all of the details are in the Josie Show forums,
yep.
Right, under News and Announcements. It just says, I believe, Lyric Song Contest. So you just go ahead and pull that up. It gives you all the details that we just talked about, so you don't have to worry about remembering anything or trying to jot it down really quick. You go down there. Also, if you go on to the Conscious Music Entertainment page, there's information there. If you go on to Josie Pasentino's page, there's information there, as well as on The Josie Show. So really, you can find the info just about anywhere. But if you have a question or you're confused about something, you can always go to the Josie Show website at www.josieshow.com. There is a Contact Us button, a tab at the top. So if you just go ahead and click on that, it'll give you an opportunity to email us if you forget our email. So you can just go ahead and send us an email with any of your questions, and we'll be more than glad to answer it. So the contest officially starts on December 31st. I say get your material in right away. Don't wait. You don't want to forget what the holiday.
Wait, what did you say, December 31st?
Yes, I did. I said
December 31st.
I think we should make a commercial. I mean, we are.
I should. We are amazing at that.
We
yeah.
are.
See?
It's time for us to start making.
What
a commercial.
What date did you say, everybody? December 31st.
Yes.
And country fan Deb in the chat room asked, when is the deadline?
The deadline
know that yet?
Is February 14th.
February 14th.
Yes, and we are going
to
announce the winner, I believe, on our Valentine show, which we will tell you when that's scheduled as the time draws closer, because you know us. We fly by the seat of our pants, kind of what we do here.
That would be amazing. And so, yes, it's true, we do.
yes.
You
and,
can see us all flying everywhere.
Yeah, and stay tuned, because I'm sure as we go ahead and we gather up our panel of celebrity judges that we will be able to tell you who that is as we move forward, but certainly singers, songwriters, and people who are very talented in the industry.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Come join us. You got it.
Et cetera, et cetera. And I'm super, super excited because I get to meet you. And we get to record the song together. And you will be on the Josie show. So, I mean, what more can you ask for, right? Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think that's going to be awesome. Fabulous. That is going to be a ton of fun.
That'll be a lot for me. I mean, that'll be a lot of fun for me, I
absolutely,
think.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what,
I'm excited about that, yeah.
Since I was kind of, you know, helping, you know, get this whole, all this information out online today and kind of fielding some of the messages and questions and such, I can tell you that the announcement went out. Not 5 or 10 minutes after the announcement went out, we already started getting people very interested in sending in their stuff and you know, asking where to send it and what to do and to get all that information.
Which,
in. So hopefully everybody is listening and they're ready to roll.
I just gotta say, I'm so flattered and amazed. You know, I didn't really think that we were gonna even get. You know what I mean?
There
I mean,
some amazing songwriters that are getting ready to send in some information.
I know. And I mean,
new songwriters.
I mean, I hope they're doing that, you know, so they could, like, meet me and, you know, sing with me. That would be really cool. I'm kidding.
That would be so, so fun.
I'm kidding. That would be fun for me.
Absolutely.
But,
I hear ringing.
Hey,
too.
Guys.
Oh. Hey, Aaron.
The squirrels want me to ask Josie if she got her Christmas present.
I didn't yet. I didn't get it yet, but I'm super excited about it. I know it's going to be squirrel-tastic. Squirrel-tastic, kind of funny.
They want to hear about it on next week's show.
They will. All right. They will, because I'm going to announce it right on the air.
And
Peanut wants to know what have you done
site.
For her lately.
My producer, well, mom, okay. I'm not going to be professional, my mama.
Mm-hmm.
She just said that we could post it,
post
the picture. Right.
Yeah. Everybody can
with
see
it.
What our signature squirrels got you.
That'd be amazing. Mm-hmm.
Well, me and Tina already know what it is.
What? Are you serious? You do? Well, you know what? You know, I never thought you were good at keeping a secret. You really are. Because I didn't even know.
Well, I had to help Peanut mail it. She's a squirrel. She couldn't reach the counter.
Touche. That's right. That's true. Well, I'm super excited. Tell Peanut a big thank you and hug and kiss and Peanut for me. I don't know. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm super
excited.
Peanut
said
it.
She's going to call in for the Christmas and New Year shows.
Oh, cool. That's exciting. Thank you. I'm super excited to talk to them again because we haven't
She's
talked.
Be
I mean,
Santa
since she had
squirrel.
Her kid. Mm-hmm. I haven't talked to her since she had her baby.
She had her family. Aww.
Yeah, it's been so long. Oh, I know.
Well, she has a big family. She just keeps popping out babies. She's the octo squirrel.
Interesting. Well, very, very neat. And is our guest here yet?
No,
not yet.
You still get some chatting time because you have to tell people about these upcoming holiday shows because, you know, we're rocking.
I do. Okay, thank you super, super much, my wonderful producer, Tina Marie Passantino, for helping me out with this because my brain is crazy because I had some cough medication because my cough is insanely crazy. And a big thank you to Alan. Hey, Alan.
I can't wait for the holiday episodes. I just
know,
want to
right?
hear them because I have no idea what we're doing.
Well, we've got a plan. We do have a plan.
We do know.
I just
want
to hear them to find out what we've done and
afternoon.
How it turns out.
Yeah.
We will fill you in.
We came together late this afternoon. We are very excited. Josie's going to tell you about a featured artist that we're going to do. We're going to feature one artist on our Christmas show on December 23rd. Josie, take it away. Tell everybody about that because he...
Well, before Josie does that, I have one question.
Yeah.
Are we going to finish the introduction from the last holiday show?
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll ever get that in. I'm not exactly sure. How many callers did we have?
We had about 50 callers.
Okay, that was
And Josie intense. Did not finish one sentence because the phone kept ringing.
It's true. It was kind of like, hi, I'm Josie. Ding, 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 ding. Hey, how are you? Good? Okay, I'm Passantino, and, okay, forget it. It was kind of funny. Well, we should do it. We should do it again. We can't, but we're going to do it some other time.
Well, we only have a few months until the next anniversary show.
Correcto mundo, which will be amazing. We could do it. So let me tell everyone this holiday show, because I am super stoked, because we have an amazing guest, and we're going to have some fabulous songs for me to jam out to, Christmassy style. So let me tell you.
Don't forget the pre-show.
Yeah, that too.
I have Christmas songs that you should never have to hear.
Oh, interesting. I'm scared now. So it's on December 23rd. It'll be our holiday show. And we're going to be featuring the amazing, the talented, our wonderful guest, Ricky Gunn, this night. So we will have a great interview and get to hear some of his music. He is incredible, so make sure you tune in to hear for yourself how incredible he is. And trust me, you guys will all think he is incredible. And also, we'll have a little party Christmas style with some great holiday songs that many artists have sent in special for that night. But there is still time. If you have an original holiday song that you would like us to play on the Christmas show next week, please send the MP3 to my producer, Tina, at Tina, T-I-N-A, at JosieShow.com. We're going to be playing a lot of holiday music from our guests and from other talented artists out there, and we are still trying to collect more. We want even more. Oh, yeah. So that's going to be amazing. And then December 30th will be our New Year show. For people who weren't there last year, we had this like dropping microphone to count down our show's New Year, which was amazing. And I had some like friends from school there,
those of you
camera.
Who didn't see the dropping of the microphone, it's because it's on radio.
It's because it was on video, people, but that wasn't saved, I don't think. Oh, that's sad. That wasn't saved. But what will we do for the countdown this year? What will we drop? You know, I like to drop things. So I can too. I'm just that clumsy. All you have to do is send your suggestion to us on Facebook.com/Josie Show. Just go to Facebook.com and just type in the search bar, The Josie Show, and it should pop up under entertainment. We're going to be inviting many of our friends to stop by and wish you a Happy New Year. Yeah,
and let me just point out that any suggestions that are inappropriate of what to drop could get you banned from the website.
Okay, Alan, you're crazy, but that's why we like you. very interesting. But yes, all appropriate, please, okay?
dropping babies out windows or anything like that.
Oi. Oh, Alan. Shaking my head at you right now.
None of that. All right, so you have to repeat again, Josie. Who do we have on next week? Because people got to go check out his Facebook page and hear some of his music. Seriously, I heard him one time, and wow.
Hooked.
Wow,
that's
I was blown away. I mean, I have heard a lot of great, great artists, but I'll tell you what, amazing. One song, and I am a huge fan.
Yeah, that's the December 23rd show, our holiday show. We have Ricky Gunn, R-I-C-K-Y Gunn, G-U-N-N, double N. So, yes, Ricky Gunn. And he is amazing. We're new fans to him, so we're very excited to have him on and chat with us with our holiday show, which is going to be just amazing, and then December 30th, our New Year show. So we got a lot of fun things planned. And we are currently booking for January and February. So if you would like to be featured on the show, please email tina@josieshow.com or go to the contact tab on our site at josieshow.com and send us a message. We'll love to hear from you. If you're a singer, songwriter, actress, author, horseback rider, anybody,
okay,
that would
Josie,
be amazing. I would love to talk to you. Yes.
We have some surprise callers for the New Year show.
We do, huh?
Yes, we do.
Oh, my goodness. I love surprise calls. I'm super, super excited.
And to go with the tradition, you'll have to guess who each one is.
Yeah, it's the Josie Show tradition. I like it. It's nice. Well, actually, I think that tradition started when you wanted to make me look like a fool on air.
Well, you did that on yourself because you accidentally tied yourself to a chair.
That's true. That was on me. That is true. Sad face. Come on. That was serious. Okay, I could have been stuck on there for life. Okay, that is not funny. That was a serious situation.
Come on, your mother.
Okay.
Tina wanted to bring the Jaws of Life in from the fire department.
I'm telling you. Okay, we almost had the fire department. Listen, we almost had the fire department at our house trying to untie me in this chair, and then I'd have to interview them, okay? And thank them for saving my life on air. So what was it like untying Josie from the chair? I mean, I already see it now. That wasn't bad, okay?
You were a little twisted.
A little. I was stuck. Okay, the first thing that I thought when I was stuck to this chair was, how am I going to go to the bathroom? To be honest. That was my first thought. I'm like, oh, man, this can't be good.
Look how far you've come from interviewing celebrities in your bathroom to accidentally tying yourself to chairs to sharing french fries with celebrities in Nashville.
And forgetting to unmute myself, which was just totally Josie behavior. I can't believe I did that. I'm crazy. I don't know.
It looks like our guest might be here waiting for Tina's confirmation.
Ooh, I think we're screening. So, Alan, we will talk to you a little later, okay?
Don't threaten me.
Okay. Well, you better listen. I mean, you're the one that... you're the main guy here. Okay, so let's see. Has our guest arrived? Awesome. I got the thumbs up, which means our fabulous guest has arrived. I'm super excited. Been looking forward to talking to him for a while. So everyone, please welcome the super talented Levi Moore. Yeah. Hey, Levi, you there?
Thank you very much.
You love that intro? I love it. How are you? I hope you're doing great. I'm super excited to talk to you.
I'm doing just wonderful. How are you?
I am doing great. So let's get started. So tell us, what age did you start singing and performing?
Well, I was sort of a late bloomer, to use the cliched saying. I really didn't start singing until the last year and a half or so of college. I couldn't carry a tune in a bucket, as can be testified to by my mama. I was just terrible. But somewhere in there... I turned the corner, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. You are amazing. We're huge fans. You know that.
Well, thank you so kindly.
Anytime. And so when did you realize that singing was what you wanted to pursue as a career and take that path?
Well, it was really, I didn't start singing until the last little bit. And then at the outset, it was just a hobby, something I wanted to do, something that I could run my neighbors off if I wanted to be alone for a while. finally I had a couple of friends talk to me and say, Levi, you know, you're doing all right. Why don't you go do an open mic? I know about where a good one is. It's an easygoing crowd. And I did, and I sang two songs, and I had such a fun time, and I got a great reaction, and it just felt good and fun. You don't say, hey, you know what, maybe I can do this. And then my father has a good friend who's a writer in Nashville, and I saw him, and he sort of endorsed me a little further and gave me some confidence. And from there, it just... So I'm going to try this out, try this on for size, and so far it's been a blast.
Oh, absolutely. And I hear a lot of guests, those open mics, is a great way to get started, and the crowds are usually so supportive, and it really helps with the confidence, I'll tell you that.
It does. It's a wonderful thing, wonderful opportunity for so many people just to go you know, and whether or not you're trying to perfect a craft or not, or even just showcase one, it's just a great time to go have fun. Everybody's supportive. Everybody's, you know, wants to hear what you have, offer suggestions. I would encourage you, any person who's starting to sing or anything of that nature, has that thought on their mind, go try it out. Have fun.
Yeah, and you never know who's in the audience. I mean, that, you know, it's checking out your work and all that other stuff. I mean, you can get noticed in crazy ways.
Yes, ma'am. That story's been told many times.
Oh, yeah. And I want to mention, you graduated college not too long ago. Big, big congrats. Woo!
Thank you.
Anytime. So tell us about your degree.
Well, my degree is in animal science. It's a bachelor's degree in animal science with an emphasis in beef production. I've spent a large part of my life around horses and cattle and probably will continue to do so. Even through the music and everything else, I feel pretty comfortable and at home on top of a horse. It's a big part of who I am.
Wow, and I think I heard that. Do you have your own ranch?
Well, I don't have my own ranch, no, ma'am. Unfortunately, one day I hope to lay claim to something of that nature. But
me too.
My father has a nice piece of property, and he and I trained many horses all through high school, and a few when I was able to come home from college, and then I've done a bunch of work around whether it was, you know, something as glorious as building fence or sometimes in the pens, moving cattle around on various ranches here around the area I'm from.
Wow, I think my mom and I could both agree that we would love to live on a ranch. We love it.
It's a wonderful experience. It really is. You learn a lot about a lot. A person learns a lot about a lot of things on a ranch that you wouldn't get anywhere else. You really wouldn't.
Wow, that's just so amazing. I love that. And going back to music here, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you look up to?
I draw from so many places in my music, and that question has always been tough, but I was able to narrow it down a little bit. Growing up, my dad introduced me to a lot of songwriters, and really put the emphasis on the craft and the storytelling, and so I was able to listen to artists like Gordon Lightfoot, who's a great Canadian artist, Chris Christopherson, a classic, Alan Jackson. I admire so much Alan Jackson's way of writing honestly and simply, and writing about real things. So many people can connect with his songs because they sound like they're about any person just down the street.
Yeah.
I've really admired that and tried to keep that in the back of my mind when I've been sort of crafting some of my own things.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You draw from a lot of great people. Absolutely, absolutely. Love them. And so can you, let's talk about some of the music you have out right now.
Well, the song I understand that will be played on here tonight is What I Wouldn't Give, and that's been, has sort of developed into a big song for me. I started writing it, and I was just going through memories. I played football, played some college football, a lot of high school ball, done a lot of it. Matter of fact, this last fall was the first fall in 15 years that I hadn't put a helmet on. It was a little strange.
Oh, wow. Must feel strange.
It was. But I was thinking about that, and inevitably, everybody has some sort of a relationship that goes awry somehow, and that the thought, that old cliche saying, and the title of that song, man, you know, what I wouldn't give to do that over, to have that play again or something. And as I was writing, all these things started coming to me, and the song, I wrote the song in probably 10 minutes.
And
it just flowed. And I played it for my roommate at the time, and he said, "Hey, man, I like that. It's simple. It's honest. Yeah, I really liked it." And then I started playing it around, and the reactions just got better and better.
Oh, definitely. This song can mean a lot of things for different people. You know what I mean? It's a very relatable song.
Yes, ma'am.
Which is amazing. I love those songs that are very relatable and that mean something. I think those are the most important songs. That's what I feel.
I feel exactly the same way. Matter of fact, I have a really hard time, and I've tried being a budding writer and artist. I've tried on different writing styles to try to pick up maybe writing a song that would be fun to play for my friends at a party or something, or just a fun, loose type of song. And I really struggled with it because I draw so much from my own experiences and trying to connect what I know about with, you know, other people and maybe want to put a positive note to it or something that'll make somebody feel good or think about a certain subject or something real life.
Right. That is the most important, and that's why we love your songs, and that's why everyone else is going to love your songs, because we are going to actually play that same song right now, What I Wouldn't Give, and I am super excited. Everyone, here it is by the wonderful Levi Moore. Here we go.
Thank you.
And it's a broke down smoke filled bar. I see a long tall woman, and it reminds me of where you are. You're in the arms of another man. Cause just 2 weeks ago, we had our last big fight that left our hearts cold. And what I wouldn't give to go back to that night, erase the words I say, do my best to make it right. Hold your hand a little tighter, kiss you a little longer, take you out to dinner, make love a little stronger. I know that I've got a lot of life to live, but man, what I wouldn't give. $13.07 was a fourth quarter score. My senior homecoming game, nothing matters more. My head in shame. What I wouldn't give to go back to that night, to have another place underneath the light. Run a little faster, jump a little higher, make the most of my chance. When it came down to the wire, I know that I've got a lot of life to live, but man, oh man, what I wouldn't give. A car wreck at 16, that party 2 years later, walked my best friend to break up with his girl. The look on mama's face when I stumbled in drunk. There's so many things I wish I could patch. by the clock to do the things I should. When I had the job, stand a little taller, just a little braver, be a much better friend and a whole lot better neighbor. I know I've still got a lot of life to live, but man, oh man, what I wouldn't give.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Woo! That was my producer / mama that just screamed, scaring me half to death.
Thank you very, very much.
I'm thinking she likes this song. Wow.
Well, I hope there are two options. One, that she was a fan. Two, is that it scared her.
definitely she loved it. That is amazing. And for the new fans out there, where could our listeners go to hear some of your music?
Well, I've got your two classic social media places, Facebook and YouTube, without which no person, adolescent person, can possibly survive. I have two songs on there. I have both that song, What I Wouldn't Give, and also one that's titled Pirates and Cowboys. It was a fun song. I wrote it with Dee Briggs down in Nashville. They're both on there. Feel free to listen to them. Add me on Facebook if you want. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. I have a Reverb Nation site, but it's a fledgling site yet. People feel free to find me on there, and I'll have music up, and I will appreciate, really, really appreciate any looks or ads or interest at all. Thank you.
Perfect. So it's all online. You don't even have to get out of your PJs. It's brilliant. So, after the show, we like to post the links and everything. So for easy access for the new fans out there, we'll post your Facebook and YouTube and all that fun stuff.
Yes, please
very,
do.
Very. Anytime, absolutely. So are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about?
Yes, ma'am. I've got one that I started writing, it's been 6 weeks, 7 weeks ago, and it's come along fairly nice. I've played it a couple of times, gotten a good reaction. It's called You're Like the Rain. It's it was a song I was going through some tough times in the relationship world, and it's sort of one of those, you know, pick myself up and I'm moving on and rebuilt and ready to live life again songs. It's fun for me to play because it was a really intense time, and I wrote it at really a peak of personal emotions for me in my life, and it comes straight from there. So every time I play it, it's an emotional song.
Mhm. Oh wow, that's amazing. You've been really working, and you just do your thing. You're a great songwriter. I love it.
Thank you.
No problem. And we're actually going to let's do some fun questions here. How would you describe your music in three words?
In three words. When I was a kid, I forgot. I got in some hot water somewhere for some miscreant thing that I'd done. My dad found for me a little poster board, tack board. And he tacked a big piece of paper on it and wrote three words that I was to learn the definition to and then come find him. And when I felt that I had him sufficiently learned, explain them to him. And those three words were honesty, sincerity, and integrity.
I love
it. I did. I learned those words, and I reported back to him And I kept that board for a long, long time. Matter of fact, I still have it somewhere. And
that's so cool.
Those three words have I can't tell you how many times at least one of those three things would pop up in an intense decision-making time, or when I needed something to lean on, fall back on, or was questioning myself about something, I'd hark back to those, and usually there would be my answer somewhere therein. And
yeah.
I think those three things being sort of pillars in my life, they come through in my music. And that goes back, like I say, right, trying to write. I've tried to write things that weren't really built around those three things, and it's just hard for me to do.
Wow. So those three words really stuck with you when it comes
yes,
to songwriting and singing. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it really did.
Very, very neat. And so also, what is your greatest career memory so far? That's a tough question. You could do a top three if
greatest,
you
need to. Greatest memory. Probably one of my greatest memories. I was asked to perform, and this has been back this past September. I was asked to perform at a big festival in my hometown. And when I was in high school, I mentioned before, I was a football guy. That's what I did. Levi Moore played football. He did not sing. He didn't get up in front of people, and certainly did not sing.
Mm-hmm.
So I performed. I didn't not a very long set, 45 minutes maybe. And when I was done, this kid came up to me and asked me to autograph a football, of all things. And it was just such a neat thing for it, the way it tied in, and. You know, it just all those three or four different aspects all coming together right there. It was really a neat thing.
Yeah, that's a very neat experience that'll stay with you forever.
yes, it really and truly will.
Oh yeah, and that's really cute. That little kid came up to you. That's adorable.
Oh, it was a blast. I can't tell you who was smiling. Smiling bigger, me or the boy.
Oh, that must be such a great experience when you have someone coming up to you asking for an autograph or saying that they loved your work. It must be such a great feeling for you.
No, it's an honor. It really and truly is.
Absolutely, that's super super cool. And here's the fun. Okay, this is a funny question, but it's my all time favorite funny question. So what is the craziest thing that you have ever been asked to sign, in general, just sign an autograph? What is the craziest thing that you have ever been asked to sign?
Oh, man. let's see. I've signed quite an array of things. nothing too far out there.
Okay.
Footballs, you know, T-shirts. I think it was, one of the neatest things, a kid asked me to sign his cowboy hat one time.
Cool.
That was cool, especially being a sort of a cowboy type fella myself. Nobody messes with your cowboy hat. So to be asked to sign one is really special.
Yeah.
But I guess for some people. And some you know, musical people, most of the things I've been asked to sign have been relatively mundane.
Mm-hmm.
But I just assume right now it stays that way. It means a good deal to me. I just, anything that somebody asks me to sign, I think is really cool.
That is so funny.
It doesn't matter what.
Very cool. Very, very cool. And then let's see, here's another fun question. What are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music? You said football. Anything else? Any hobbies?
I like to work with horses a good bit. I like to go hunting and fishing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to got to stay true to the country boy roots.
Right.
I practice shooting my bow a good bit, and I used to be handy with a lariat, but it's been a while since I've had, it wasn't too much use for a lariat, rope and things in college. I write. That's a big thing. I haven't done as much of as probably should. When I was a kid, probably 3 years old, I would come in. I had these fabulous stories made up and fabricated in my mind, and I was bound and determined to share them. And I did, and to anybody that would listen, and probably several people who didn't want to listen. That manifested itself since I was able to write. I started writing stories. The stories, then again, when I got into college, the creative stories tapered off and began to be take form of much more fun things like papers and thesis things and research papers and annotated bibliographies and all those exciting things. But it came in handy. And then once the music took hold, I went from creating these long stories that I could stretch out however long I wanted them, to condensing them into lyrical form and trying to put a melody with them. It's been fun.
Yeah, right. So you've always been creative. You've always had a little bit of songwriting in you, even as a child.
Yes, ma'am. It's a wonder I ever passed kindergarten up to third grade. If you find any of my old doodle papers around, I have pictures of dinosaurs everywhere. Everywhere.
Oh, that is so cool.
And I was good at drawing them. I really thought I was, and as far as artistic ability went, I was next in line to Michelangelo. As far as I was concerned, up until about fifth grade, and then that tapered off pretty quickly.
Nice.
My drawing ability now is waned considerably.
Wow, I just think that's so cool how creative you were and drawing dinosaurs. I mean, that's a hard thing to draw.
I tried,
and they look crazy.
Yeah, well, I'm sure mine will probably not show up in any Britannica dictionaries or encyclopedias rather, as an exact drawing of what these creatures were supposed to look like. but I sure gave it my best.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. That is so awesome. And so let's see, where you are hilarious. Okay. Let me pull myself together here. So, do you have any upcoming performances planned where your fans can see you? Anything right now?
Nothing for the immediate future. I'll be playing any and everywhere around my hometown and in the surrounding areas. It's a lot of things like that. It's just little small performance or spur-of-the-moment things. I have a guitar with me everywhere I go. And it's come in handy. You never do know.
I know, right? Absolutely. Very, very cool. I have a question. This is really random, but just popped in my head.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you self-teach yourself to play guitar, or did you take lessons?
No, I did teach myself. By sheer hard-headedness, I think. When I first got to college, I had a roommate who is a phenomenal musician in all phases, and I used to love watching and listening to him play or write songs or sing. He had a band, and I'd got to go to every performance I could. He was a teammate of mine, and that really got me hooked on an instrument and acoustic guitar in particular. Yeah, I had one, and it sat around in the corner for decoration, and eventually, Halloween props. It had more cobwebs on it than anything. And
that's how mine is, actually.
They begin to take on a strange sort of appearance after a while, don't they?
Yeah, I have one. In my studio, and I don't know how to play it. People always come into the room or something, and is like, "Hey, you play the guitar?" I'm like, yeah, no." But I really wish I could. It's collecting dust, and it's pretty interesting colored. but I would love to, because it probably helps to play guitar when you're, you know, a country singer and or a singer in general. You know, you can find the melodies and the beats, and
mm-hmm.
probably a lot easier.
It does. It's a fun thing to be able to play if for no other reason at all than just to be able to go into your own little world and play music. And music has been around and has been a tool of communication for eons. It's music is an intensely powerful thing. It always has been throughout all cultures the world over. So to be able to create music and whether it's just playing notes that somebody else has written and playing cover songs, to be able to have that come from something that you yourself are doing is a really neat thing. It's a powerful thing. I did end up teaching myself back to that. Around the spring of my junior year in college, I looked at it over there collecting cobwebs, and I said, "You know, now, doggone it, I'm going to learn how to play this." And I picked it up and set about learning, and sure enough, with enough determination and enough neighbors run off, I eventually started playing. And it started coming out as something recognizable.
I love that. When you set your mind to something, you do it. I like it. Very good.
I've tried. My poor parents have put up with my hard-headedness for a long time now.
I love that. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. But yeah, I need to learn how to play this guitar. It's so funny because in school, I used to play every instrument that was bigger than me. I used to play like the tuba and the cello and the baritone, and it probably looked really funny. A very small girl with this huge instrument. I probably look like a sight.
Everybody makes fun of me when they see me about how small my guitar looks. And it's not a small guitar. It's a normal size guitar. I didn't believe anybody. I really, you know, I thought everybody was exaggerating until somebody showed me a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the guitar does look sort of small.
If you can hear my producer back here laughing, she's cracking up.
I'm not exactly a minute kind of fellow. I played defensive end for Missouri State in college, and so being a lisp type of person is not really a good thing. Having a little weight behind me helped, but it does tend to dwarf things such as the guitar.
That's hilarious.
But it also gives people hope, I've found, that they want to learn. So, Levi, if your giant fingers will fit on there, I know mine can. So, I suppose that's true.
Very cool. That's awesome. One last question, because we're running out of time, and I do not want to get cut off. That would be bad. But what is your favorite place that you got to travel with, you know, either performing or, I mean, just anything? Where was your favorite place that you got to go?
So far, my favorite place is I've been fortunate enough to go to Nashville twice.
That's awesome.
Nashville was just an absolute blast. It was, mm-hmm. they were just, it, creativity everywhere, people writing, people singing, playing guitar, piano, all sorts of instruments. It's just, the creative energy is just a whirlwind. And a person will never run out of things to aspire to. There's always somebody that will push you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know what you mean. I was in Nashville, I think in like July or something, and it's so funny, you could run into just anybody. I mean, someone working at a mall or anything, and you'll find out that they're like a songwriter, or they play guitar, or they're a singer. It's kind of funny, just everyone is so musical. It's really cool.
It is. It's great. Everybody plays, and everybody plays. Everybody sings. They create something, And everybody I ran into was very helpful and was happy that you were there and happy to help you along and offer you any tips or suggestions or encouragement. I thoroughly enjoyed the time I was able to be there, and hopefully I'll be returning just as soon as I can.
Absolutely. I know you will. And I want to move to Nashville. They're so friendly there, and it's just a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Well, it sort of feels like a homecoming for me. I was born down south, born in Savannah, Georgia. Spent a large part of my life down south, and so I'm just more or less a southern boy.
Love it. We're actually Chicago, Illinois. Not really any country here, but we will be happy to go to Nashville anytime. I tell you that. I love it.
Chicago is a nice place. I've been to Chicago a couple
times.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, next time that you're in Illinois or anywhere near the area, we would love to see you perform and get to meet you. That would be cool.
That would be great. I'll make sure to make a trip up there here soon and give y'all a holler.
Perfect. We would love that. That would be awesome. Very, very cool. And Levi, I gotta thank you so much. You are a hoot. I had so much fun talking with you, and we would love to have you back on the show anytime that you please.
Well, thank you very, very much, and you can be certain I'll take you up on that.
Oh, thank you so much, and keep in touch, and any music that you would love to have aired, we would love to play it. I'll tell you that.
Yes, ma'am. y'all will be the first to get it, I promise.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, and I had a blast talking with you. You're awesome.
Well, I just do. I can't thank you enough for the opportunity to come on and for y'all to play my song and to be able to talk with you. I'm really honored.
My
pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Whenever someone has a good tune, you know I'm willing to play it. I put my tapping boots on, and I'm perfect. I'm ready. I'm ready. I love it. So much fun. Thank you so much, Levi. And happy holidays to you and your family as well.
yes, ma'am. You too.
Thank you so much. And we will talk to you soon. Have a great night. Woo.
Yes, ma'am. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. That was amazing. And the crowd goes wild for Levi Moore. That was amazing. Levi is just so incredible, and we're huge fans here. And anytime that he wants to come on, you know he is always, always, always welcomed to come on. And a huge special thank you to everyone who joined us and supported the radiothon that took place in last week for Mutart World Foundation. Please make sure you go to the Facebook page for Mutart, M-U-Z-A-R-T, World Foundation, and Conscious Music Entertainment, and like those pages to show your support. We would really, really appreciate it. The radiothon was phenomenal. We had 8 guests, and a surprise guest that we didn't know was coming on, and it was just so incredible and so inspirational, motivating. It was just perfect. And we actually, if you go into the archives, if you missed it, you could still hear it. You could actually hear all three shows that were part of this radiothon, all mashed and smashed together in a blender, which is really, really cool. Solutions Now Radio, Teen Groove on the Move, and Mwah, The Josie Show. So check it out. It was just amazing. I would love to do another one of those. And so, yes, it was a great night. I hope everyone enjoyed the show. Shay Fisher was phenomenal. I had a blast talking with her, and Levi Moore, of course. And they're just both so amazing. And I will also post all of the links, everything, on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace. Yes, I still have a MySpace. And just everywhere on the site, so you will not have to worry about that. So thank you guys so much, and have a great, great night. Next Friday, our holiday show, so look forward to that with Ricky Gunn. It's going to be pure genius. So everyone have a great night, and talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye. Woo!